Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Killers podcast in True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, Commonwealth, please.
Your Honor.
Good morning. Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yeah, my name is Patrick Clancy. It's P-A-T-R-I-C-K-C-L-A-N-C-Y.
And what is your date of birth?
June 15th, 1988.
What city do you live in now?
New York.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in tech.
How long have you worked in tech?
14 years.
And were you previously married to a person named Lindsay Clancy?
Yes.
And you're divorced now, is that correct?
Correct.
Do you see that person in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Could you point to them and describe something they're wearing?
It's not necessary.
She's wearing a pink shirt.
Record will reflect the identification of the defendant.
Thank you. Where did you meet the defendant?
In South Boston.
And when was that?
I think it was May 2013.
And how did you meet her?
Through my cousin.
And would it be accurate to state that your cousin had been college roommates of the defendant?
Yes.
And at some point in time, did you start dating?
Yes.
And around what time was that?
July 2013.
Did you eventually move in together?
Yes.
Do you remember when that was?
September 2015.
And where did you live?
In Quincy.
How long did you live in Quincy?
1 year.
And where did you go after that?
We bought a house in Weymouth.
And how long did you live in Weymouth?
2 years.
Did you eventually get married?
Yes.
And when was that?
December 2016.
And was that while you were living in Weymouth?
Yes.
Did you have your first child when you were living in Weymouth?
Yes.
And what was her name?
Cora.
And what was her date of birth?
December 24th, 2017.
Prior to getting married, did the defendant ever tell you she had taken psychiatric medication while in nursing school?
Not that I recall.
After having Cora, did the three of you move somewhere else?
Yeah, we moved to Duxbury.
And what was your address in Duxbury?
47 Summer Street.
And do you recall when you moved there?
I believe it was July 2018.
And where were you working at that time?
I was working for a startup called Automation Anywhere.
At some point in time, did you start working for Microsoft?
Yes.
And when was that?
May 2020.
And when you worked for Microsoft, did you go to an office or did you work from home?
I worked from home.
And was that from 2020 onward that you worked from home?
No, I started working from home in 2018.
2018, okay. So from 2018 up until, let's say, 2023, you were working from home. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did you have an office in your home which you worked out of?
Eventually, yeah.
And where was that located?
In the basement.
And was that a finished basement?
Yes.
Going back to after Cora was born, do you recall the defendant having any physical issues after the birth?
Yeah.
And what were those?
I think there was a lot of tearing, and she bled a lot.
Did it take her a while to recover physically?
I would say so, yeah.
Did she have maternity leave at that time?
Yes.
Where was she working?
Mass General Hospital.
And what was she doing there?
She's a labor and delivery nurse.
At that point in time when she had Cora in 2017, how long had she been a nurse?
Three years, maybe.
And do you recall how long her maternity leave was with Cora?
That was the shortest of the three. I want to say it was 10 or 11 weeks.
And did you have paternity leave at that time?
Yeah, I had 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. When you went back after the 2 weeks back to work in the home, were there any issues that you noticed the defendant having?
I'm sorry. I just want to correct an earlier statement. I was working for Pegasystems when Cora was born.
Okay. And then eventually you worked for Microsoft?
Yeah.
Okay. And so after the 2 weeks of your paternity leave, the defendant was still on maternity leave, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did she have to take any psychiatric medications at that time?
Not that I know of. She had a lot of anxiety, but...
Okay, so you're saying that she had some anxiety at that time, is that correct?
Yeah.
How did that manifest, or how did you know that?
She just really struggled with the date of going back to work, so...
So, immediately after having Cora, as she healed physically, what was her mood like when you're both on leave?
It was great. It was good.
Good, okay.
I mean, relatively, yeah.
And so did the anxiety start as it became closer in time to when she had to go back to work?
Yes.
How many shifts was she working at that time?
Before Cora was born, she was working at least 40 hours, maybe more. After she went back to work, it was, I think, initially just one.
One shift?
Yeah.
And was that a 12-hour shift?
It was per diem.
Per diem.
And then she eventually did two shifts.
Okay.
And I think it was 20 weeks.
After 20 weeks, she moved to two shifts?
I'm sorry. It was 20 hours a week.
20 hours a week. Okay. And so from the time she worked her way back up to 20 hours a week at work until she had your next child, did it remain that 20 hours per week that she worked?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And did you have any assistance in the home during that time after she went back to work? A nanny or a babysitter?
Yeah, we had babysitters. We had a babysitter who came probably 12 hours a week.
And did that typically happen after your wife had a shift that the nanny or the babysitter would be there?
Yeah, so she could sleep.
Did the defendant work overnights?
Yeah.
And how long did you have that nanny or babysitter for?
Several years.
Do you remember her name?
We called her Miss Jen.
Miss Jen. Do you remember her last name?
Shanahan.
And then you had a second child, is that correct?
Yes.
And what was their name?
Dawson.
And what was Dawson's date of birth?
September 30th, 2019.
And was Miss Jen still helping out in the home at that time?
Yeah.
And what was Dawson's delivery like?
Pretty traumatic.
How so?
He was in a breech position. So he came out in a, I don't know much about it, but not an ideal way. And it caused just significant bruising and tearing.
So again, did the defendant with this second pregnancy have some pain and difficulty physically healing from the birth?
Yeah, much more so than Cora.
And was she on maternity leave at that time?
Yes.
How many weeks leave did she have at that time?
I don't recall, but I think it was more than the, you know, traditional 12. I want to say it was 13 or 14, maybe more.
Page 13, if I may approach.
You may.
You don't have to keep telling me the pages. That's okay.
Okay. I could have you look at page 13 and just read yourselves lines 6 through 10, and then just look up when you're finished. Does that refresh your memory as to how much maternity leave the defendant had after Dawson's birth?
Yeah.
And what was it?
18.
18 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. And, you know, after dealing with the physical pain of birth and starting to heal, how was her demeanor and experience during that maternity leave?
I think it was fine at first. It was always when she had to go back to work, that's when she struggled. So, okay.
So that was a pattern that you saw after
yeah.
the baby. Maternity leave was good, and then she'd struggle going back to work?
She just had a really hard time being separated from them.
Okay. What was the plan for how many shifts she would work or how many hours she would work after Dawson was born?
I believe it was the same thing.
And in terms of Ms. Shanahan, the babysitter, you had mentioned before that she was there about 12 hours a week. Did that stay consistent after Dawson's birth, or was it more or less?
Probably consistent.
After Dawson's birth, did the defendant ever tell you whether she was on any psychiatric medication after Dawson's birth?
No.
Did she seek treatment or tell you she sought treatment after Dawson's birth?
Yeah, she got a therapist for a short period of time, but it didn't last very long.
Did she tell you that at the time or later?
At the time.
Okay. And did she have any psychiatric hospitalizations or commitments at that time?
No.
What about after Cora's birth? Any psychiatric hospitalizations or treatments?
No.
Was there a time after Dawson's birth where she wanted to declutter your garage?
Maybe at some point.
Okay. Yeah. And did you assist her with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And how was that done?
We had a lot of stuff to throw away, and I think we sold some stuff on Facebook Marketplace. We just had a lot of stuff.
So did the two of you go through the items in the garage and organize it into what you would keep, what you would throw away, and what you would sell?
Yes.
Okay. And so it was very organized?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay. And you finished the project, is that correct?
It was always ongoing.
Now, eventually you had your third child, correct?
Yeah.
And what was their name?
Callan.
And what was his date of birth?
May 26th, 2022.
Can you describe that delivery for us?
It was great. From what I could tell, it was relatively quick. It was during the day. We were both smiling after, and I don't think there was as much physical trauma.
Nothing compared to what happened with Core or Dawson, is that correct?
Correct.
Did the defendant have maternity leave after Callan's birth?
Yeah.
And how long was that leave?
She never went back.
How long was it planned for initially?
I want to say 18 weeks.
And were you on paternity leave as well?
Yes.
And how long was your paternity leave?
12 weeks.
So with Callan being born on May 26, 2022, the two of you were home with the children that summer on leave. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What was family life like during that time period, those summer months?
It was great. We had a lot of time off. I was able to spend a lot of time with, I spent a lot of time with Cora and Dawson. So I would take them around, you know, the playgrounds and birthday parties and stuff like that.
And what would Lindsay be doing while you were with Cora and Dawson?
Sometimes she'd come with us with Callan, but oftentimes we did kind of like a divide and conquer. So she'd be home with Callan and I'd be out with the older kids.
And what types of family activities did you all do during those summer months?
We went on a couple vacations. We went to the beach. We went out on our boat and went to friends' houses.
During those months when you're going to the beach and out on the boat and visiting with friends, were there any signs of anxiety in the defendant during those months?
I would say starting in September, yes, but in the previous months, not so much.
When had she been scheduled to go back to work?
I don't remember the exact date, but I think it was October.
So again, it was that pattern of as it became closer in time to go back to work,
yeah,
she started to struggle?
Yeah.
During the times when she would get anxious when it was time to go back to work and she would start being anxious, did you ever have any difficulty understanding her when she spoke?
No.
And did she ever exhibit any behavior that made you concerned enough to call a doctor or want to commit her?
No.
When she was showing this anxiety, What were you seeing in her behavior?
Just a lot of stress. There were days where she had all three kids and, you know, there's different nap schedules and different needs. So it was just really stressful.
Okay. And you're still working in the basement office at this point after Callan's born, correct?
I went back to work late August.
Okay. And when you work downstairs, how often would you come upstairs during the day?
All the time, for lunch or just to say hi.
Were there times when Lindsay would ask you to hold the baby in the office while she was doing something?
So, yeah.
Okay. And were there times when you would watch one or more of the children while she took another to a doctor's appointment or to an errand or something like that?
Yeah, if it worked out with the schedule, yeah.
Okay. What was the plan in terms of how many shifts or hours she was going to work after Callan?
I believe the plan was two shifts per week, but there was a lot of flexibility. She could have done really anything.
Do you recall saying previously that that you were going to start off with one shift and hopefully move to two?
I could imagine, yeah.
Okay. And you said there were some options, correct? What were those options if that didn't work out?
Well, I always put money aside and basically our own maternity account, just so that if she needed more flexibility, we planned for that. So
if she needed more time off, more than what her work would provide for her, you were financially secure enough to afford that at
this
time? During this time, in the fall of 2022, were Cora and Dawson attending preschool?
Yes.
And where was that?
Learning Sprouts.
And where is Learning Sprouts located?
Duxbury.
How often were they attending Learning Sprouts?
Full days Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and a half day on Thursday.
And what was a full day? What hours?
I think it was 9 to 4.
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
I think so, yeah.
And what was a half day?
Like 9 to 12:30. I think they might have had some days where they started early. I can't remember.
Okay. But basically all day, working hours all day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then the mornings on Thursday. Is that right?
Right.
And who would do drop-offs for school?
We both would.
And what about pickups?
Both of us.
Together or take turns?
Usually we would take turns.
Now, at some point in time after Callan was born, did you hire a nanny?
Yes.
And when was that?
I think it was in August or September.
Of 2022?
Yeah.
And who was that nanny?
Lainey. I don't remember her last name.
Does Elaine Rossi sound familiar?
Yeah.
And do you recall how many days per week Elaine was going to work when you hired her?
I think it was 12 hours.
But it wouldn't be 12 hours altogether. It would be spread out over the week. Is that right?
Correct.
And who was she hired to take care of?
Everyone. But mainly it was going to be Callan.
Because Cora and Dawson would be at school?
For the most part, yeah.
And what was the plan for when Elaine would work? Was it that same type of after Lindsay worked shifts or something different?
Yeah, the goal was after Lindsay would work. She never went back to work, but I think we wanted to get her just oriented with our house and the kids. So we had her start before, and then she was amazing. She's an amazing caregiver, but eventually we decided to let her go because Lindsay was home anyways.
Okay. So when you initially hired her in August or September, you said Lindsay was going back to work in October. So is that what you're talking about, that give her that month or so, give Elaine that month or so to get situated and acclimated to the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Have the kids get used to her. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Did she also, Elaine, did she also do some cleaning, laundry, and food prep?
Yeah. Yeah, she was amazing.
Now, during this time frame, again, in the end of summer, fall period of 2022, what types of activities were Cora and Dawson doing?
Gymnastics. Are you talking about organized activities or just in general?
Organized.
I only remember gymnastics.
Did they both do the gymnastics?
Yeah.
And then were they also participating, maybe not in organized situations, but in swimming, soccer, skiing, things like that?
Yeah, they were doing swimming. Cora and Dawson did skiing. Cora started doing soccer. She didn't really like it, but did a little bit.
And who took them skiing?
I did.
Okay. And as in terms of the swimming, where would you do that?
We did it at Goldfish in Rockland, I think. And then Lindsay took them somewhere in, I think, Plymouth. I don't remember where it was.
So you would each take them swimming at various times?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you also do some swimming at the Kingsbury Club?
Yes.
And what is the Kingsbury Club?
It's like a gym with a pool. And They had child care, so sometimes they would hang out in the kids' room and we'd go work out.
And is that in Duxbury?
It's on the Kingston Duxbury line. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah.
Okay. And so you could drop the kids off at the daycare portion and go work out or swim or something like that?
Yeah, or we could go with them and go swimming.
Okay. Did Lindsay work out?
Yes.
She was very health conscious?
I think so.
And were you aware that she had been an athlete in both high school and college?
Yes.
Do you recall what she did?
Competitive cheerleading.
Now, when you were together, what type of exercise would she do or did she prefer?
She did a lot of running. She did the Peloton. And she did, there's like some program called Beachbody, I think.
Do you recall when she started Beachbody?
Maybe in the spring of 2022. I'm not sure.
So right before having Callan, would that be accurate?
Probably, yeah.
When you returned to work, and you said that was in August, correct?
Yes.
What was the defendant's demeanor when you returned to work?
Increased anxiety and definitely, you know, stressed out.
Do you recall describing her as slightly stressed but in good spirits?
Yeah.
And when she was stressed out, when she was showing some anxiety, how did that manifest?
I don't really know how to describe it. I guess it's just any way you can tell that somebody's stressed out. And I don't know. She would say, you know, I'm not looking forward to going back to work. I remember once she said it's just so unnatural to be separated from your newborn, you know, stuff like that.
So she didn't want to go back to work? Is that what you're saying?
I think she did. It was just a really difficult transition for her.
And do you recall attending a wedding on September 17th, 2022?
Yeah.
And where was that wedding?
New Hampshire.
Was it just you and Lindsay that went, or did the whole family go?
We brought Callan.
And when you were at that wedding, do you recall having a conversation with Lindsay about medication?
Yes.
What did she say to you?
We were walking downtown and she said, I think I'm going to start taking Zoloft.
And did she tell you why she wanted to start taking Zoloft?
She said, I think it's really going to help with my anxiety and with going back to work.
And did she tell you how she was going to go about getting Zoloft?
Yeah, I asked her, how are you going to get Zoloft? It's a prescription. And she said, you know, usually just ask the doctor and they'll give it to you.
And did she tell you that she was going to see a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I believe so.
And when she did that, did she tell you who she was going to see?
No.
Did you eventually learn the name of the person who she went to see?
Months later, yeah.
Okay, and who was that?
Jennifer Tufts.
Okay, and did Lindsay tell you when she started seeing Dr. Jennifer Tufts?
No.
Did you learn, or strike that, did Lindsay tell you when she received the medication and when she started it?
No. I mean, I should correct that. It's not exactly.
Well, let me just ask a question first.
Sure.
When did you have a conversation with Lindsay about the medication she was on?
Eventually, yeah, but I didn't know the start date.
Okay. And so when did this conversation take place, this eventual conversation?
Probably the end of October.
Okay. And at that point, what did Lindsay tell you about the medication and how she was taking it?
I don't remember exactly, but I learned that she was taking the Zoloft and I don't remember really too much about it after that. She was just taking it and, you know, we were seeing how it went.
And did you notice any changes in her physically during that time frame that she was on it and you weren't aware she was on it?
At the time, no, I don't think I did.
Okay. And did you notice any changes in her emotionally during that time when she was on it but you weren't aware she was on it?
Yeah, she wasn't really improving. She just kind of seemed to be gradually becoming more in like a depressed state.
And how was that manifesting? What were you noticing?
It was just small things. I was planning a trip with Cora to San Francisco, and she was nervous about us going. And I remember we went to a Halloween event, and just leading up to it, I remember she was, it just kind of seemed like she didn't want to go for some reason.
Okay. Now, do you recall learning that she had actually obtained the prescription the day before she told you she was going to ask for the prescription?
I did later learn that, yeah.
Okay. So she's telling you at the wedding that she is going to ask to take this medication and going to see a psychiatrist to get on that medication, but she actually already had the prescription. Is that correct?
Correct. I don't think she started taking it yet, but she already had it.
Okay. And did Lindsay tell you how long she took the medication for?
She may have. I don't remember the exact time frame. I just remember she took it for a period of time, and then her sleep started to suffer, so she stopped taking it.
And did she tell you whether or not she spoke to her provider, her doctor, about the troubles she was having?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And did Lindsay tell you that she was advised to double the dose of the Zoloft?
She may have. I don't remember.
Page 31.
Let me approach. You could look at lines 20 to 22 and just look up when you're
sure.
Finished.
Okay, yeah, apparently she did.
Did that refresh your memory?
Yeah.
And so did Lindsay tell you that she was supposed to double the dose?
I guess she did, yeah.
Did you notice any changes in her sleep during that time when she was on the medication, but you weren't aware she was on it?
Eventually, yeah.
When was that?
I don't remember the exact dates. But she just, you know, one night she said, do you mind? She started it by saying, I'm not mad or anything, but do you mind sleeping in the basement? And letting me just sleep in our room with Callan. And then you can take the monitors down in the basement, and if Cora and Dawson get up, you can get up with them. She said, I've just been having a lot of trouble sleeping, and I'm hoping that, like, if there's less in and out, then there'll be less disruption.
Okay. Had you noticed prior to her telling you this that she was up a lot or having trouble sleeping, like physically seeing her awake?
No, not that I recall.
And did you, in fact, start sleeping in the basement for a period of time?
I think I did it for like two nights, and then she actually went down in the basement.
Okay, so then you went back up to your bedroom to sleep, is that correct?
Yeah.
And how long did Lindsay sleep in the basement for after that?
Maybe a couple weeks.
And so during that time frame, was she telling you that she was still having trouble sleeping?
Yes.
But you weren't actually down there watching her sleep. You're getting this information from her, correct?
Correct.
Were you aware that out of the Zoloft prescription she was given, she only took 7 pills?
Yeah.
After you had the conversation with Lindsay where she said she was going to double the dose of Zoloft. Did you notice any difference in her demeanor or behavior?
I would say yes. I don't know if I connected it with the doubling of her Zoloft, but over that period of time, she just kept getting worse and worse.
And what period of time was that? What month are we in?
Mid-October to the end of December.
Okay. So she got the prescription in September, started taking it in October, took 7 pills, but was having difficulty in December. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
From this medication?
Yep. Well, I don't know which medication it was from, but yeah.
Okay. At some point in time, did she, Lindsay, switch providers?
Yes.
And why did she do that?
Because the whatever she was doing with Jennifer Tufts, it wasn't working. She was only getting worse. And she thought that it would be better if she worked with, I guess, more of like a perinatal psychiatrist.
And did she get a referral or a recommendation of where to go?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know who gave her that recommendation?
It might have been my mother.
Okay. And your mother's a nurse at Sussex Hospital, correct?
Yeah.
Does she also do labor and delivery work?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you know which provider or which office she recommended?
Yeah, her name is Julie Paul.
And was she at the South Shore Perinatal Clinic?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And do you know when that was?
I don't know the dates on that.
Do you recall saying previously that it was towards the end of November?
Yeah, that sounds accurate, yeah.
Okay. And you said she initially saw someone named Julie Paul, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you know how long she saw Julie Paul at that facility?
I think it was only 4 or 5 days.
And were you aware that Julie Paul left that office?
Yes.
And do you know who Lindsay saw after Julie Paul?
Rebecca Gelada.
And was Rebecca Gelada a nurse practitioner?
Yes.
Were you aware that she also saw a licensed social worker therapist named Letitia Dukes while she was at the South Shore Perinatal Clinic?
I don't recall Letitia Dukes, but it's possible.
So Lindsay never told you that she had therapy sessions with a person named Letitia Dukes during that time frame?
I don't remember any therapy sessions, no.
Okay. After switching to Julie Paul and then Rebecca Gelada, did Lindsay start coming home with different prescription bottles?
Yes.
Okay. And were some of these medications that she came home with, were some of them during the time she was with Dr. Tufts?
I think some of them were, yeah.
And some of them were while she was with Julie Paul, is that correct?
Correct.
And then some while she was with nurse practitioner Gelada, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And would it be accurate to state that you provided the district attorney's office with a printout from CVS Pharmacy of all the prescriptions that were filled for Lindsay from September through January, September 2022 through January of 2023?
Yes.
Any objection?
No, of course not.
I'd ask for it to be objected.
Sure, yeah. In members of the jury, one of the things I forgot to tell you is anything that's entered as an exhibit, you'll have with you in the deliberating room when you're deliberating. So you'll have a chance to go over that as well. So you'll have anything that's marked as an exhibit. Okay. Thank you.
Now, while she was taking these medications, the various pills, were you always with her watching and monitoring exactly what she took?
Not always, no.
Sometimes you'd see it, sometimes you wouldn't?
Yeah.
Directing your attention to February 6th, 2023, did you go to the district attorney's office and or have your attorney go there and provide a bag of prescription medication that had belonged to Lindsay?
Yeah, I think the police took a bag of prescription medications that night, the night my kids passed away. Mm-hmm. And then there was a bag that I had in my truck that I was supposed to, nurse practitioner Gelada said, you can bring them to like a police station. They get rid of them for you. Okay. But I never got around to it.
And where had you stored those in your truck?
In the center console. It's like underneath the center console that opens.
You have one of those center consoles that open up, but then there's another larger compartment below it.
Yeah.
So was it your plan to bring these to a location where they could be properly disposed?
Yeah, I didn't want to just throw them in the trash, so.
And these were all medications that had been prescribed in the past to Lindsay, but she was no longer taking, correct?
Right.
Your Honor, I don't think I have any objection to any of their exhibits. So okay. She doesn't have to keep showing it to me. That's fine.
So I'll assume if you do have an objection, just rise, let me know. Okay, thank you.
So for the record, a bag here with 9 pill bottles as exhibit 2, please.
Thank you.
And so looking in exhibit 2, we have the Zoloft that was prescribed by Dr. Tufts and filled on September 15th, 2022. And I think I asked you earlier, you weren't aware that only 7 pills were taken out of this, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then there's another prescription in here for Ativan that was filled on October 26, 2022. Were you aware that only 6 pills were taken out of that bottle?
Can you say the date again?
October 26, 2022.
And how many did it start with?
Let's see. Pills.
Okay. I mean, I don't have those exact numbers on how many she took, but there were adjustments made on the dosage of the Ativan. Mm-hmm. So that aligns with
but the question was, were you aware that only 6 pills were taken out of this prescription?
No, but I think the context is important.
Okay. Were you aware that there was a prescription for buspirone or Buspar filled on October 26, 2022, in which only 2 pills were taken out of the 30 that were prescribed?
I found out about the Buspar later, and I didn't know about the number of pills taken.
And then were you aware that there was a prescription for hydroxyanine, prescription filled on October 26, 2022 for 30 pills and that only 3 pills were taken out of this bottle?
Which
hydroxyanine?
Yeah, what is that?
I believe it's in some type of similar to an antihistamine, like Benadryl or something like that.
Oh, okay. I don't really recall much about that drug.
Okay. And were you aware in this bag there was another prescription for Buspar that was filled on November 9th, 2022, 30 pills prescribed, and no pills were taken out of this bottle? Were you aware of that?
I wasn't keeping track of the number of pills taken out of each bottle. Okay. So.
And then just ask you about one more, the trazodone. Mm-hmm. prescribed on November 16th, 2022, by a doctor from South Shore Hospital, 30 pills. Were you aware that only 7.5 pills were taken out of this prescription?
No.
So there were a lot of pills prescribed, but not a lot of pills taken, correct?
Is that comprehensive of all the pills that were prescribed?
These are the pills that you brought into the police station. So out of these?
Out of those, yeah. It's possible that not a lot were taken.
Do you recall what was the most amount of pills prescribed? What was the maximum number of medications she was on at any one time?
I want to say 3 or 4.
Okay. Would it surprise you to know that she, at any given time, the most she was prescribed was 3, but most of the time it was 2 medications that she was prescribed at any given time?
It wouldn't be terribly surprising, no.
Now, on November 16th, 2022, did Lindsay visit South Shore Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And why did she go to the South Shore Hospital that day?
I believe that day was because she basically went 48 hours without sleeping.
And was she having heart palpitations?
I think so, yeah.
Were you aware that she had taken a weed gummy that day?
I don't recall.
And are you aware that she didn't tell medical staff at the hospital when describing her symptoms and her medication that she left out that she had used marijuana?
I wasn't with her, so I don't know what she talked about at the hospital.
So she drove herself to the hospital?
She did.
Okay. And she drove herself home from the hospital then? Is that correct? Now, during this time frame between September and November of 2022, are you still participating in activities as a family?
Between November and December?
Between September and November.
Yeah.
Okay. And what types of things were you doing?
We celebrated Halloween. I don't really remember what else, but I think we were doing things regularly.
Do you recall going to an event with food trucks?
Yeah.
And do you recall going to an event in November where there were trains to ride with the kids?
Yeah.
So we have the photo from the food truck event, Exhibit 3. And the photo from the train event, Exhibit 4. 3 and 4 somewhere. Can I publish?
You may.
So Exhibit 3 is this Lindsay, Cora, and Callan at that event.
Yeah.
And Exhibit 4, this Lindsay with all 3 kids at that event in November.
Yeah.
Did you have plans for Thanksgiving that year?
Yeah.
What were your plans?
I believe the order was we went to Wallingford where her parents lived in the week before, and then the week after we went to my sister's house.
And where did your sister live? What town?
South Hamilton.
Okay. And that was a week after Thanksgiving, is that right? Correct?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it was.
And is this a photo from
Thanksgiving at your sister's house?
Yes.
I could have this photo marked as Exhibit 5, I believe.
All right, that may be marked.
Exhibit 5. Showing you what's been marked. Exhibit 5. Is this Lindsay here on the left?
Yes.
And are those your sisters in the photo with her?
That's one of my sisters and my sister-in-law.
Okay. And have they coordinated outfits for the day? The shirts?
Yeah, I think my sister did.
What was Lindsay's demeanor that day?
She was in rough shape.
Rough shape?
Yeah.
How so?
She wasn't talking much. She had low energy. She was really depressed. I just remember when she showed up, my sister-in-law gave her a big hug.
And she was able to get through dinner, eat dinner with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. She interacted with people. Is that correct?
I would say very little, but to some degree, sure.
And she took care of the kids with you while she was there?
We both took care of the kids together.
You mentioned earlier that your wedding anniversary is in December. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you recall going out for your anniversary on December 3rd, 2022, going into Boston?
No, we didn't go out.
You don't recall arranging for a massage for Lindsay and then going to the Omni Parker House and going out to dinner that night?
No, December 3rd, 2022, we stayed home.
You stayed home, okay. Showing you a photo of you and Lindsay. You recognize this photo?
Yeah.
And when was that taken?
I'm not really sure.
It wasn't taken on December 3rd when you were out celebrating your anniversary?
In 2022?
Yes.
No. No, we wanted to go out, but we canceled because she wasn't feeling well. So we stayed home. We got takeout.
Okay. Did you also, on November 26th, 2022, go out as a family to get a Christmas tree?
Yes. Well, probably. I don't know. But yeah, around that time, yes.
Okay. Showing you two photos. Are these from that day when you got the Christmas tree?
Yeah, that looks accurate.
If you have the first photo of all five. Exhibit 6. And then the second one is Exhibit 7. Exhibit 7. Showing you Exhibit 6. This is all of you at the tree farm?
Yeah.
And Exhibit 7, those are the kids?
Yes.
Around December 6, 2022, did Lindsay tell you she was starting a new medication?
I don't remember specifically.
Is it that you don't remember the date or you don't remember her starting a new medication?
I'm not sure.
Do you remember Lindsay telling you at some point she was starting the medication Seroquel?
Yes.
Do you remember around what time frame that was?
I thought it was before December 6th.
Okay. And do you recall
how she was physically after starting the Seroquel.
Awful.
How so?
That was really where her big spiral started. She started to lose a lot of weight, and she became very depressed, and she was having a really hard time.
And did she describe to you some thoughts or feelings that she was having at that time?
Yeah, she started to say she was suicidal.
And was that in December of 2022?
I think so, yeah.
And when she told you she was suicidal, did you ask her if she had a plan on how to kill herself?
Yes.
And what was her response?
She said no.
And did she ever mention a specific way or plan she had to kill herself to you?
No.
And at some point in time, did she tell you that this was the first time she had had suicidal thoughts?
I don't know if she mentioned it was the first time or not. I just remember her saying she had them.
Had you ever heard her say that to you before, that she was having suicidal thoughts?
No.
Did you own at that time a Surface Pro, a type of tablet that works as a laptop?
Yeah.
And who had access to that laptop?
We both did.
Okay. You and Lindsay?
Yeah.
And going back to August 22nd, 2022, did you click on a link on that Surface Pro that was titled Methods of Suicide?
Not that I recall.
Okay. And August 22nd, 2022, that was before Lindsay had been on any medications, as far as you know, correct?
Correct.
Going back to December, she's told you that she's having these thoughts. What's your reaction when she tells you that she's having these suicidal thoughts?
I just wanted to support her. I asked those questions back to her, and her mother was coming up pretty regularly anyways, so we let them know, and we just tried to be supportive.
Did she also tell you at that time, at the beginning of December, that she was having some other intrusive thoughts?
Yeah.
Is that how she described them or how you described them, intrusive thoughts?
I would say both.
Okay. And when she told you that she was having intrusive thoughts, did you ask her what they were?
Yeah.
And what was her response?
She described thoughts of hurting the kids or them having some sort of ailment. So like she was very worried that Cora had, whenever she had a stomach ache, she became overly worried that she was, had a liver problem or something much more dramatic than it was.
Okay. But going back to that first part, she said she had thoughts of harming the kids. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And did she tell you whether or not she had specific thoughts of how she would harm the kids?
No.
And she didn't describe that as hearing this external voice telling her to harm the kids, correct?
Correct.
She told you she was having intrusive thoughts herself of harming the children, correct?
Correct.
And did you ask her how she was going to harm the kids?
I didn't ask it in that way. It was the same thing. I said, do you have a plan and is it disturbing to you? And she said no, and then she said yes. And
let me go back for a minute there. You said, do you have a plan? And she said no. What was the second question, second part of the question?
Do you find it disturbing? And she said yes. And she described it as really the way she was describing it as something that might happen to the kids.
So it was more something might happen than she might do something. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And did she tell you how long she had those thoughts for?
She didn't give a duration.
And how many times did she tell you this, that she had thoughts of harming the kids?
A couple times.
And was that a couple times over the course of a night or two in December?
Yeah.
Okay. And as a result of her telling you this, that she had thoughts of harming the kids, what did you do?
Her parents came up, and I think I asked her at some point, you know, do you feel like you need to be kept away from them? And she said no. And then, you know, it was very confusing because a minute later she was making them lunch or playing with them or, you know, getting ready for bed or whatever it was. So
it was confusing in that she wasn't physically harming them at the time, but was having, had had these thoughts. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I never saw Lindsay harm the kids.
And did you also, as a result of these statements, suggest an appointment with nurse practitioner Gelada?
It wasn't as a result of these statements. That appointment was set up because we were at her parents' house in Wallingford for Thanksgiving. And she just described how she was feeling on the medication, and she felt that she was... she felt that she was addicted to them.
Was that the benzodiazepines that she thought she was addicted to?
Primarily. And then she was taking Seroquel at the same time. And she might have been taking Trazodone or Remeron. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you recall testifying previously that I called her parents to come up to stay with us, and I told her that I asked her who her doctor was because I was very concerned at this point. She was prescribed 10 different medications in just over 2 months, so it didn't make sense to me. And then you said, so after her parents came up, she said, I have a remote meeting with Rebecca Gelada, and you said, no, it has to be in person.
Yeah, I felt like it had to be in person because... I just felt like there was a disconnect. I felt like we could figure it out, whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like most of her telehealth appointments were pretty quick, and there just wasn't like a lot of attention.
Yeah. Were you present for these telehealth visits?
Only a few of them, okay. And they were after that meeting with Gelada.
Okay. And that appointment in person with Gelada was December 6, 2022. Is that correct?
That sounds correct.
So the thought of harming the kids was after Thanksgiving, but before December 6th. Is that correct?
That sounds correct.
Were you concerned for the kids' safety at that time?
No, I wasn't.
And why not?
Because she wasn't showing any intention of harming the kids.
And she told you she didn't have a plan. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, directing your attention to December 15th, 2022, did Lindsay go to Mass General Hospital to the emergency department that day?
Yeah.
Okay. And why was that?
I remember the reasoning being she told her dad that she wanted to commit suicide, and then she said to me, I told my dad I want to die, and it didn't bother me at all.
And as a result of those statements, you brought her, or did she bring herself to Mass General?
I think I brought her that time.
And at Mass General, she saw medical staff, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And did they recommend to her some type of admission to McLean Hospital?
I remember there was one doctor who was in favor of that, and there were two others who were more in favor of a day program.
And did they give you information about a specific day program?
Yeah, it was women and infants in Providence.
And at that time, when Lindsay was saying that she was suicidal, was she asked if she had a plan?
By the doctors?
Or by you?
I was always checking with her, and she never told me that she had a plan. I'm not sure what the doctors asked her.
Okay. And after being at Mass General on December 15th, did she go to Women and Infants Hospital in Rhode Island to attempt to get into their postpartum program?
She was already in. She went in as scheduled.
Okay. And But she didn't remain in, correct? She was just there for a day?
Correct.
Okay. And did she go by herself? Did you go with her?
I dropped her off, and then I took Dawson skiing.
Okay. And at some point in time, did Lindsay reach out to you to say she wasn't staying at the program and to come pick her up?
She actually said that the providers at that program suggested to her that she call me and have her come get picked up, and then that I should go in and meet with the providers.
Okay. And then after you picked her up, she was no longer in the program at that point, correct? At Rhode Island Women and Children's, right?
Well, we discussed it with the doctors, and their recommendation was that the program wasn't right for her.
Right. And so you guys returned home, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And during this time frame, in December, Lindsay's still working out at the Kingsbury Club, correct?
That might be true. I don't recall exactly, but yeah.
Okay. Do you recall her going to the Kingsbury Club on December 6th, 13th, 16th, 17th, or 18th?
I believe that can be true. Yeah, I don't recall those exact dates, but yeah.
At this time when she's saying that she's feeling suicidal, she's telling you she doesn't have a plan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
She's no longer saying she has any thoughts of harming the children, correct?
Correct.
Okay. She's still bringing the children to doctor's appointments during that time, right?
Yeah.
Do you recall her bringing Callan and Dawson to the doctors on December 2nd when they weren't feeling well?
Yeah.
And then she was able to call the doctor's office on December 27th and make an appointment for Callan and Cora when they weren't feeling well. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And take them to the doctor, I believe with you, correct?
Maybe. I don't know.
And then on December 30th, she was able to take Callan to the doctor that day as well and interact with the staff. Is that correct?
Probably.
Then you returned to Mass General Hospital, the emergency department, on December 31st. Is that correct?
Yes.
And why did you go back on the 31st?
Because she was still talking about thoughts of suicide, and I was exhausted. I said, I think it's time to go to McLean. And we didn't have a diagnosis, so we just didn't really know what was wrong. And I think for me, I was hoping that McLean could really evaluate her and you know, try to figure out the best path forward.
Okay, so the path to getting to McLean was to go to the emergency department at Mass General and be referred to McLean, is that correct?
Yes.
Were you aware that night while at the hospital, Lindsay was taking selfies?
No.
Right. That may be admitted. Or they may be admitted.
Can you exhibit me taking a selfie at the hospital? Is that correct?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And then the second page is just her legs in the doorway. Is that correct?
Yep.
As a result of going to Mass General and telling them about her suicidal thoughts, was she transferred to McLean Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And Did you stay with her throughout that transfer process, or were you able to?
I was not able to. They, for some reason, they transfer. I don't know if they do this with all patients, but she was transferred at 3 a.m.
Okay. And so she reached McLean in the early morning hours of January 1st, then, of 2023. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you visit her at McLean Hospital?
Yeah.
How often did you see her there?
I think I was able to go twice, or maybe 3 times.
Okay. And do you remember, you know, what visiting hours were or what hours you visited?
I don't remember exactly, but it was, you know, something like 2 to 6. And I think there were morning hours, or, but you couldn't just go anytime.
You couldn't or could?
You could not.
Okay. And so you, out of the few days that she was there, what, 5 days she was there, you visited 2 or 3 times. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And while you were there with her, did Lindsay talk to you, about the, treatment that she was receiving at McLean Hospital?
She told me about her experience. It didn't really seem like she was getting any treatment.
Okay. Did she tell you that she wasn't really getting any treatment or wasn't getting as much care or treatment as she wanted?
Well, I think by the third day, I said, you know, what have the doctors said? And she said, I haven't met with the doctor. The challenge was she arrived on a Saturday, and then I think Monday was an observed holiday, so she didn't see a doctor until Tuesday. So until then, she was coloring and playing with clay and going for walks.
Were you aware that she was seen by a resident, a doctor, the first 2 days she was there, and then an attending on the third day that she was there?
No.
Were you aware that she was seen by a licensed social worker, group therapist, and other mental health workers every day while she was there?
Yeah, I didn't get any updates. Okay.
Were you aware that she was offered one-on-one therapy by unit staff every day that she was there?
No.
Did you know that she participated in group therapy on January 1st for 45 minutes, a session about illness and symptom management?
I was aware of some group activities. I didn't know the details of it.
And were you aware that she participated in 2 group therapy sessions, one for 45 minutes and one for 50 minutes, one on self-compassion and one on illness and symptom management on January 3rd?
I wasn't aware of the subject of any of the meetings, no.
Were you aware that she declined further group therapy and treatment in the afternoon of January 3rd? Were you aware that on January 4th, she participated in a group for 40 minutes called Medication Management?
No.
Were you aware that she participated in a group on January 5th on Expressive Therapy for 45 minutes?
No.
And were you aware that she declined further treatment 2 times on January 5th, one to attend a group therapy and one to attend a session on cognitive behavioral processes?
No.
Were you aware that Lindsay asked the doctors to be discharged on the 6th, Friday the 6th, because she wanted to go to Cora's birthday party on the 7th?
Not that I recall.
Were you aware, or did Lindsay tell you that she then asked the doctors to discharge her on January 5th because she wanted to go home and get ready for the party?
I wasn't aware of Lindsay asking the doctors to be discharged.
Okay. Were there any insurance issues in terms of insurance refusing to pay for her stay at McLean Hospital?
We didn't really get to that point.
You weren't advised by the social worker or any staff there that there were any issues with your insurance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But I wouldn't have cared either.
Would you have just paid for it if needed?
I would have paid anything. Yeah.
Ms. Sprague, is this a good time to break?
Yes.
All right. So, members of the jury, we're going to break for the afternoon recess, and we'll see you back here about 2 o'clock. Okay?
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle. You'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.